Sally says, Ben, any news from Darren Hinch? No, Sally, we're still waiting to hear from Senator Darren Hinch and his so-called bombshell, which is meant to be dropped in Parliament this afternoon. He said that it was involving a staffer to Pauline Hanson's One Nation party. He wouldn't confirm it if it involved Senator Hanson's Chief of Staff, James Ashby, who's been in the spotlight recently. Senator Hinch says it's not financially related. One Nation is yet to comment, but Mr. Ashby says he doesn't know what Senator Hinch is talking about, and we're not sure whether Senator Hinch knows what Senator Hinch is talking about, but we will wait with bated breath. Okay, we've now got a statement from Senator Darren Hinch, who promised to drop a bombshell, or at least promised that a bombshell was going to be dropped in Parliament this afternoon involving One Nation. Darren Hinch says in a statement, on 3AW this morning, I predicted a One Nation bombshell would drop today. A news tip from a usually reliable source. I understand the Neil Mitchell program received similar information from a different source. There were erroneous news reports that I was going to raise an issue in the Senate. Not true. I did confirm to Mitchell that it did not involve any of the four Pauline Hanson One Nation senators. Like this morning, we await developments. What does that mean? So is Darren Hinch still suggesting that there's going to be a bombshell involving a One Nation staffer? Well, where's the bombshell coming from, Senator Hinch? Because if it's an incoming, it's coming from another planet. It's taking a long time to get here. He says it does not involve any of the Pauline Hanson One Nation senators. He says, like this morning, we await developments. That sounds to me like Darren Hinch is wiping his hands of his claim that there was going to be a bombshell coming our way involving One Nation. And if that's the case, Senator Hinch, you're better off saying, sorry, I stuffed up. Let's move on. Tom on the email says, I think dopey Darren would have been better off just waiting for the bombshell to hit without saying anything in advance. What was the point of saying anything at all if he wasn't going to give details? He's just been made to look like a fool. I've got a few emails from others saying, I don't even understand what this is all about. And I can understand why you would be confused. Essentially, Darren Hinch promised a bombshell. He said it was going to rock the One Nation party. He now says that it was a tip from a reliable source, and he's suggesting we should keep on waiting for the bombshell to drop. Darren, you know how the media works. People won't forget. You're better off just saying you're stuffed up because your bombshell has turned out to be a complete fizzer. And to quote Senator Hinch from his time as a TV show host, shame, shame, shame. I think you're better off just saying, look, I'm sorry, I stuffed up, let's move on and forget about the sorry saga. Because a few people have pointed out, and they're right, that when you say, look, there's a bombshell coming for a One Nation staffer, well, all of those staffers have family members and they would have been copping phone calls today saying, what's going on? Is it you? Are you in trouble? What have you done? Well, it may well be that nobody's done anything.